Hey everybody, welcome to the Irregular Search for Truth in
In
stereo
stereo.
for the first time ever. Our grand end of 2011, beginning of 2012 episode, aka the New Year's episode. Lot to talk about today.
Yeah.
Lot to review.
But yeah, first and foremost, you might be noticing that our broadcast is now in stereo. I got a new set of stereo microphones
For
for
Christmas?
Christmas, so I thought it'd be fun to try it out with these.
Very nice, very
So.
nice. So if you're completely, you listeners are completely disoriented by our voices appearing in different ears, it's Sutton's fault.
Yeah, well, or maybe I'll this one will be very, very stereo, and then if you guys find it a problem or distracting, we can mix it down and keep it a little less stereo. I can mix it down to a mono mix for you. I could have like five different mixes. I could have like a stereo mix. I could have like a surround mix. I'll add some like phantom surrounds.
So the way this is working is now we instead of one microphone, there are two microphones on the desk.
Yes.
And Sutton showed me these little clips that they come with. And I guess they're designed you can clip them to, just about anything, be it your glasses or your shirt lapel, or if you have a shirt lapel, or whatever.
I've got two.
And you can record, sounds from both sides of you. And what it got me thinking about was like this is sort of the bootlegger microphone.
Yeah.
And then I was wondering, well, what has happened to the bootleg industry? Like the music bootleg industry. Because it used to be back in like the I guess up till the mid-90s or maybe even late-90s, there was this whole thing about like passing around bootleg tapes.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, I got this tape of this, Fish concert. And oh, 89 in Vermont.
Yeah,
Sounds
like now it's
awesome.
almost too easy, right? Now
No,
it's like
yeah.
you just go and like, I mean, everybody has an iPhone or something, and you just like go and like turn it on, put it in your like, your front pocket, your chest pocket or whatever it is, and like put the microphone up, and it's not gonna be a brilliant recording, but it'll
Right.
be like, decent.
I wonder, do they even patch you down at concerts anymore for that sort of thing? Because they used to look for
No,
microphones
no. I
and
mean,
recording stuff.
they have no hope, right? I mean, like
Yeah.
they have no hope, and especially if you do like a like your phone or something like that, then they have no hope because everybody has an iPhone or everybody has like a, not everybody, of course, but I mean, like so many people have these iPhones and like Android phones or whatever phones, and they can take pictures, they can take videos,
Yeah.
they can record audio, and I mean, even if you had some sort of device that wasn't that, but it was a little more like, fancy, like it's almost indistinguishable, and they're so small
Right.
that you could stick it in any pocket or any like, little area of your clothes. You could like strap it to your leg and nobody would really know,
Yeah,
and
yeah.
you could easily just pull it out like.
I actually went to a show in San Diego when I was in college, and it was The Offspring, that punk band, and I guess they're sort of punk band, alternative rock
They
band.
yell.
There's a lot of yelling, yeah. I went with my friend, and he smuggled in a mini disc player, and he did a bootleg of the concert.
I did that.
And I mean, it turned out really good, but
Yeah.
it was like he stuffed it in his socks
Right.
before the
Yeah,
show. And
right. It's
now, I
a
mean, but if you could download an app that's a good sound recorder,
Yeah. I
though, you know
think
what I guess the problem really is with those phones is probably the microphone, not the like. Can
Well,
you plug in another microphone?
yeah, I think you can because you could talk like hands-free.
Oh, that's right,
Yeah,
yeah.
I think the only issue is I thought about this. I think like a lot of the phones don't have stereo mic inputs.
Ah,
Usually it'll be, I mean, it'll be mono.
so maybe these aren't the bootleggers' microphones that we're using.
Well, you could go and buy a device. I looked it up. You could buy a device that's not an iPhone, but it's, or whatever, a smartphone. But I mean, you could buy a device that's about the same size, and it does stereo recording. And then you just plug these microphones in, and you can do that. So
Okay.
maybe that'll be next level. Maybe that'll be my next thing. I'll just go and
Yeah,
I'll start bootlegging and like putting out
but
available
I mean, if
records.
everybody is doing it,
Yeah.
it's like, well. You got 18 copies of the same show.
Yeah.
Right.
And I mean, I guess what you could do is you could actually compile all those different copies of it and
Oh
make like a
yeah.
surrounds. You could be like, where do I want to stand to watch
That's
this?
true.
You could
Yeah.
like interpolate between different people's like viewpoint or hear point, I guess you could call it.
That's a lot of work.
No, it's
That's
just, I mean, everything's a
the
lot of work. It's just something to do, I guess.
thing. So if you're bored, people, hook up with all the other people who are bootlegging the same concert as you.
Yeah, yeah.
And mix that down. That would be interesting.
So, yeah, Stereo Podcast 44.1. If you guys feel like the fidelity is a little too high, we can bump it down.
Yeah.
Or bump it up.
We could go up. If we want to add video, we'd have to put it at 48.
Is that right? Why is that?
That's just the standard. That's like all movies operate at 48 kilohertz. Is that right?
Yeah, 48K.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right. Cool.
Moving right along.
Well, that's the... what's the word for, like, the sort of, like, information about the publication, like, colophon? Is that what they do? Like, the back of a...
Information about a publication.
Like, they talk about, like, who published it and who wrote it and, you know, how they make it. You know, they talk about, oh, we use Adobe this and that to lay it out.
Oh, you know what I mean? You're way beyond me there.
All right, I know nothing about that. All right, forget it. Well, that's the information about the podcast. It's the meta information about the podcast.
Yeah.
Some metadata.
You can our next version of the podcast. You can edit,
yeah,
and then you can just cut that.
I'm just gonna put it up raw, like put it in like raw wave format, and then just like go ahead. If you want to downsample it, encode it, and compress it.